We all know that being a gamer is a lifestyle. We also know that gaming as a single-player gamer comes with its own set of problems. We have to worry about if a game is worth our time, if a game is worth its price tag, not to mention the backlog of games that seem like an ever-growing boss fight that we just can't win. Enter the single-player experience, the video game podcast designed for the solo gamers who want to know about good single-player experiences. My name is Sebastian Malden, I've played hundreds of games, and now I'm a video game reviewer who specializes in single-player games. I know what you may be asking right now. Why do I like playing games solo? Why make a podcast focused only on single-player games? And how did you manage your video game backlog? Well, like many of you, I play video games as a way to relax, or as a way to do things that just aren't possible in the real world. Growing up, I played games like Knights of the Old Republic and Kingdom Hearts, and those experiences changed me. I realized that these types of games are like other story-centric mediums that I enjoy, like anime, movies, and comic books. Single-player games are just simply special. But that realization came with its own set of problems, for you see, games kept coming out one after another. Games also became more expensive, and as life happens, my time to actually play games got shorter and shorter. Honestly, I really didn't know what to do because these single-player games, experiencing all these rich stories, are a part of my lifestyle. It's part of who I am. It's my passion. And just when I thought all hope was lost, that I would constantly keep going in a flow of a gigantic backlog of games that I would never get to, my superpower came. And no, sadly, I didn't get bit by a radioactive spider or become a billionaire that would fight crime like Batman. No, just like Nick Fury once said, there was an idea. I created a template for myself called the Main Quest List. With this list, I listed out 10 games that I really wanted to play, and those were going to be my priority. By doing this method, I was able to play and complete 50 games last year. That video game backlog that once felt like this big giant boss fight that I just couldn't overcome didn't quite feel like that anymore. It felt like something I was able to easily manage. It's really helped me level up as a gamer, and now I want to help you level up as well. Every Tuesday and Thursday, this show is going to break down the latest games. It's going to give you our power rankings for the games that are released this year. And I'm going to tell you about older games you should definitely go back and play if you haven't already. So, if you're a gamer who wants to level up and know what single-player experiences are worth your time, your money, and which ones are worth putting on your backlog list, then you're in the right spot because this show is designed to help you manage your video game backlog so that you can have the best single-player experience.